Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reverb 97.2, fresh and original radio, live from Brighton, the Pete Jones Show.
You might want to raise that while you want to speak, because I want to hear what you've got to say, even if you don't.
Hi.
No, more than a hi. It's so great to have you both here. Lovely. And can I just say,
hello.
Tara, you are looking a lot better than last time you
Thank
were here.
You.
Which
Thank
was,
you.
Bizarrely, it was the very beginning of September, which mm-hmm. is normally when we're all feeling lovely, and you had a very... You had a cough. You had a.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't
gate.
Speak really. I couldn't sing.
Yeah. No, we had you in the cupboard. I remember.
Yeah, I wasn't even here.
It didn't stop you from trashing one of the tracks. I seem to remember at the very end.
Oh yeah, I was coughing over it. Was
coughing
all.
Yeah. Coughing away.
That's basically what I do. That's my.
That's my
new stance in the band now. Is I'm just the girl that just sits there and coughs over all the songs. So make
cuss.
Sure to doesn't cuss. But does cough.
She doesn't cuss, unlike the logical hares. Come on, you've got to admit, if someone gives you a track called Wuthering Heights and it's a Kate Bush cover, you think you're safe, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, in my defence, Your Honour, seriously, good grief, it's the last time.
We enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for all the wrong reasons, no doubt. Tony Whiting, if you're listening, you're banned, man. You are out of here. Oh, dear. Are you both guys very well? What's going on?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Yeah.
We had, you were talking about all sorts of exciting gigs last time you were here. Did they all happen, or was that just a PR speak?
They all happened.
Yeah.
We played the O2 Islington, which was on my birthday.
Yes.
On the 19th of December, and that was also our single launch. And then we also played the New Cross Inn. Yeah.
How did the New Cross Inn go?
Yeah, it was really good. We ended up being friends with this band, they're a duo like us from America. They're called Origami Ghosts.
Yeah, they were great.
What are they called?
Origami Ghosts.
Origami Ghosts, okay. And how did you, was that just through the venue?
Yes, yeah, we basically supported them, didn't we? Sorry, you go.
They were a duo, sort of acoustic, folky sort of duo similar to us. So I think the promoter of the venue paired us up for that.
Yeah.
And then they followed us back to Brighton.
Did you know they were following you back to Brighton? Was
we
it just
didn't
a bit of a scary...
Until we turned around. We
did
got
you
here.
Owe them money or something?
Actually,
was there a misunderstanding at some point during that evening?
Yeah, no, then we supported them in Brighton as well, didn't we?
Very
the Brunswick,
cool.
So that was nice.
Okay, that's good. So you made on-road buddies.
We did.
Are they coming back again?
Think so, yeah.
Potentially.
They have said they wanted to.
And if we ever go over to Texas, we'll... crash on their floor.
To be honest, that's your ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we can. You know what do you mean? If now you got to go to Texas. I mean, yeah, you got to go to Texas if you know people.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. We've got to know people in different states.
I know someone in Dallas.
Well,
so,
okay.
Can we talk about that? Is it legal? Is that okay?
Yeah, no, it is.
Who do you know in Dallas?
It's my friend Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. Yeah. If you're listening in Dallas, at least 7 hours behind, probably.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I'm not sure. Dallas, maybe six. No, probably seven, I reckon. That's very groovy. Have you? Where would you like to go if you could choose to play? If you had the sort of world at your oyster, where would you like to
New
explore?
New York City, baby.
New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always wanted to go to New York.
I'd love to be on Broadway.
Well, honey,
I mean,
don't
sorry,
step
I mean,
back.
If I had to be with Ed, then it would be...
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
New York City.
Yes.
New York would be good fun to play.
Yeah, it would be really good. Yeah.
Well, I think you can just pitch up. I know some of the bands or artists that have been in have pitched up and found gigs around the streets of New York. Not
trying,
on the streets, but
trying. We might go to Germany because obviously the single is getting quite.
Yes, nice plug. Yes, we have recorded a single.
I was going to say, thank you. Gosh, she's good, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even notice the join there, did you?
No,
it was seamless.
Perfect segue.
Bang, she's in. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. That's why we bring Tara in. She
I'm
is
here. I'm
so
here to do a
it.
Job, and I'm going to do it.
Damn good. You
I'll
do
just drive the bus.
Do yeah, and get followed by a bunch of guys from Texas. They're probably following you saying the gas cap is off or something.
Yeah. Come on. You're making it sound a lot more scary than it was. They were very nice people. We love you, Origami Ghosts.
Yeah. I've seen movies. It scares the bejeez out of me already. Yeah. Bad Publicity, talking of publicity, is the name of your brand new single.
It is.
How is that release? Is it on its own? Is it on an EP? What's the deal?
Well, So we recorded the single. We recorded it at Small Pond back in November with Sam Coveney, which was a really, really good experience. And we basically did it because we knew that we had this gig at the O2 Islington and we wanted to have...
We'd already told people we were going to use it as a launch gig. We'd bitten off more than we could chew, basically.
Basically,
we
it was my birthday. Yeah, my birthday.
You went early.
Do a single and just have a good time, basically. So yeah, we did that, and then we, for the single release, we did like these featured special edition type handmade versions of the CDs.
Yeah, didn't have time to get it pressed up properly, so we did some CDRs, which we handed the artwork to, which obviously added a huge amount of value.
Which is why they're £5 and only 99p on
H's. You guys are good. You are. You turn anything into a good thing. I like that. That's why you're here. It's you know, it's what's it called? Black Monday. No, what's it called?
Blue Monday.
Sorry.
But yeah, on the actual on the recorded CD, on the actual physical CD, there is another version of a song that we just did as like a live session thing. So it's just recorded straight up, like no really effects or anything like that. Which is called I Know Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which we can play.
Which we can play. We'll play that later as well.
Do you want? Would you? Because you've mentioned it, and because you sent it in, and all the rest of it.
Hounded you.
Would you like me? Oh, a message has just come in. Nice tune selection, as always, Pete. Sending the bag of love, Scott and Maria. So funny, you got Audio Beach Studio sponsoring your show. Forbes recorded the new tune that comes out this Wednesday. He also played bass guitar on it. I can't rate and speak more highly about Forbes and Audio Beach Studio end product quality, top guy and studio. That is a lovely message. Wow, thank you, Scott and Maria. We have got your track on the playlist today, not knowing you're going to message us. I know. We're going to play Animal, brand new track from Scott and Maria. So thank you for that lovely, lovely, lovely message. Shall we play your new single then? I know it's not.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Should we play it like the pre-record as opposed to... And then maybe you can do it live as well. I don't know what...
Let's do that.
It's entirely up to you, to be honest.
Also, my dad said he's listening, so I'm going to say hello to my dad.
Hang on a minute. What's your dad called?
My dad's called Alan.
Alan, if you really, really are listening and if you really, really love Tara, could you text us 07909 547336 for an official shout out? Because, you know, no imitations here, my friend. In the meantime, let's play Bad Publicity.
Please don't hold this against me. I'm not
had a few texted, of course. I'm listening, a number one fan. Tara gets her voice from me, I'm guessing. That could be Alan. Is that Alan? That's, you see, the dad's, the dad's, dad's on the case. Lovely message in from back from Maria saying, this is a well catchy tune. Nice melody lines, guys. Big up. Sweet vocal too. Love, Maria. Thank you for that. That's
Thank
lovely. Now, a few sort of naughty boy in the corner messages coming in. First one in from Mr. Tony Whiting. This is to do with us playing Wuthering Heights, where we thought we were very, very safe earlier playing Wuthering Heights. But apparently not. No, apparently not. Even the logical hares could find obscenity in Wuthering Heights. So a message in from Tony saying, blimey, Pete, sorry. I had no idea you would play that track. It's the only one on the album with swearing. I'm really, really sorry. And Wolfington Stanley, hello, sir. He says, hope you keep Wuthering Heights in the Friday repeat. Well, it'll be pared down, my friend. Pared down it shall. Naughty people. We've got the very, very lovely Tara and Ed here from The Man and I. That is the sound of their brand new single. It's called Bad Publicity. Now, you were saying that is going down a storm on the old social. Where's who's been downloading and sniffing at that one?
Well, so we put it on Spotify.
Yes.
And part of Spotify, when you're an artist, is you can get the artist stats. So, like, you can see who listens to it and stuff. So our top listeners are from the UK. And then secondly, it's Frankfurt in Germany.
Hello, so, Frankfurt.
Yeah, if they're listening.
I have no idea why.
I have no
idea. Solely to that.
Just Frankfurt, yeah.
I love it. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not complaining.
Frankfurt's a cool town.
I don't know what I've done to promote it, because I promote all of our stuff myself, so I don't know what I did or who I sent it to that has connections to Frankfurt. But
European tour, well, yeah. Frankfurt.
I will say it. One thing: you are probably linked in or friends with various Brighton artists. Yes, I would imagine.
Yes,
quite a few of the guys that come in here definitely go over to Germany and do little mini tours around the place. I can think of Alan Bonner, Nick Williams, Paul Diallo, guys. So, you know, it could just be back on the back of that. Someone has seen it and then they saw one of your lovely Facebook things. Is he ringing you?
No, I mean, it's a promoter.
Oh, it's a promoter. Yeah. I thought that said Alan upside down.
No, it's a Dalby.
Hey, listen, you should have taken that call. A promoter's calling you. This has got to be good. So that's probably what happened. I reckon that's what boosted your listenership in, you know, in Germany.
Cheers,
which is
guys.
Fantastic. It's always good. It's always the people you know as well as, isn't it? Which
yes.
is a good thing. Are you finding, have you got any plans to play live in and around Brighton in the next few, couple of weeks or months? Or what's the plan with the single and promotion?
Yeah, I mean, we don't actually have any gigs booked up here, do we?
Well, so the thing is...
Yes, what's the thing?
The thing is that we've actually got a pretty big gig in March in London. So we are going to focus all of our efforts on that, because it's a pretty good gig.
And where's that in London?
That is the Notting Hill Arts Club.
Yes.
Which has seen the likes of Bruno Mars, Rita Ora, Mumford and Sons.
Never seen the likes of us.
Never seen the likes of us. So first for anything.
Word's got around. I mean, you guys, you know, big in Newcross. You're gonna storm Notting Hill. I tell you.
No. We're kind of not doing many Brighton shows until that's done.
Okay.
Because the next one we're probably going to do is going to be a little single Brighton single launch here.
Yeah.
We haven't quite decided where that's going to be, but it's all basically for the people that miss London, so they can come.
Yeah. Wow, where were
but
they?
Please don't miss London. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, 7th of March is a Saturday as well.
7th of March is a Saturday, I know, yes indeed.
£6 a ticket in advance.
Yes, which you can find online on our Facebook page.
God.
Which is The Man and I.
The Man and I. That is double N.
Full band.
Double N.
Full band.
It's a double... Full band. It's double D in Ed, obviously, but you don't need to know that. But it's double N in Man. The Man... And I. Tara, I'm going to lean over and swizzle your mic, because I think if you just give it a tweak, see where it says, I'm going to do that. There we go. So if you speak into that, because these mics are very, very touchy. Oh,
is that better?
Would you like to play live for us now?
Let's do that.
What would you like to play?
Well, I suppose we better not do the single.
Not the single.
Not yet. Not yet. While they're deliberating, Andy and Deals got back saying, great voice and great track. Well, listen, they're here live. Anna's just texted in saying, I'm back in from work and listening. Well, hello. You see?
Hello.
Anyone else wants to say hi, please do. Text us, probably the best thing. 07909 547336. Well, a text back from Tara's dad saying, yes, sorry, Pete, it is dad. Get Tara to sing her version of ABBA's Waterloo. Well, I will stop you right there, Alan. If it's as filthy as the Wuthering Heights cover we had earlier, I'm walking away from it, to be honest. ABBA's Waterloo. Is it good?
We don't actually, well, it's a joke. I used to sing that when I was younger. I didn't realise that the words were Waterloo, so I used to sing, what to do?
What to do?
Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah. Why not?
And also, I'm a massive ABBA fan, so...
So was I when I was a kid. Well, I still am.
No,
it doesn't leave you, does it?
No.
The love of ABBA does not leave you, and it shouldn't.
No.
When you are tired of ABBA, you're tired of life. I wrote that. it says here, don't you lean over and swivel anything. All right. Easy, Tigers. What are you going to play live for us?
We're going to play a song that's an original. It's called I Know Nothing. I wrote this about five, 6 years ago, started it, and then it's only just been finished now.
I wrote my part about 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
I like that. That's good.
And it's on, so on the physical CDs that we have, it's the track that we did live on there, so it's called I Know Nothing.
Folks, we've got the man and I playing live for us with Tara's voice this time. From last time, we just had Ed's voice.
Good luck.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me everything about you, my dear. Gone for hours, 'cause I wouldn't mind if you did. Control me with your intellectual conversation. Everything about you I find fascinating. And if I ever felt a damn thing, it would be for you. I wish I could feel nothing at all, just like I used to. Too complicated, too complex, and you say we won't fit. But how are you to know if you're not willing to try this? I know nothing at all, nothing at all. I'm just a self-loathing, anxiety-ridden girl. Nothing at all, nothing at all, except you'll never be mine. And when I came home with you, I gave you my heart, because I knew that it was yours right from the start. You tell me we will never be together. Please keep me in your heart and I'll stay there forever. Know that I am not your idea of ideal. I promise to love you when you're down and no one else will. But what you say to me, it seems to change with your state. And in the morning, we both know you've made the same mistake. Five years on now. nothing at all, nothing at all. I'm just a self-loathing, anxiety-ridden girl. Nothing at all, nothing at all, except you'll never be mine. I know nothing at all, nothing at all. I'm just a self-loathing, anxiety-ridden girl. Nothing at all, nothing at all, except you'll never be mine, be mine, be mine.
Sounding amazing. Loving that. That is good. We have the full, I was going to say, the both of them firing all cylinders, because last time you guys came in, well, Tara was a poor thing.
Was.
You were poorly, poorly thing.
I was, yeah.
And we just had to listen to Ed singing.
Yeah, which awful. Was, awful for you all. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I do apologize for that. I'm going
to blame
Tara.
Which yeah. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but he wasn't too bad, actually. He wasn't too shabby.
Yeah, no, you're very good.
You passed me a CD at that point, I seem to remember, which was The Man and I, or was it called something else?
That was that was a band I'd been in before, but it was about... Well, it was 10 years ago, called Tracks. Obviously, we realised after we named it Tracks that doing an internet for Tracks, or then trying to be more specific and calling it Tracks Music, Tracks Band, Tracks Songs,
and
revealed nothing to do with us.
I also said it was The Man and I with their EP Tracks. So I really
well,
messed
yeah,
that
that's,
up.
That's well, basically, we did play a lot of those songs as me, you know, Tara and I together as a duo, because we booked gigs before we actually had any songs.
I remember you saying that these are songs that you tend to play together.
We winged it. Sold ourselves on nothing.
We've just had a message from a lawyer representing the Logical Hairs saying, hello, the Pete Jones Show, Radio Reverb, Open Market, Brighton. The Logical Hairs spokesperson here, please accept our sincere apologies. The other 17 tracks on the album you possess, in your possession, in a possessive kind of way, have no swearing. Well, thank you for that. Thank you, and that is much appreciated, and that will go into the overall case that we are building. So thank you very much. Oh dear. We've got The Man and I here. So what's the plan, 2020? Are you going to give us what we want? Are you going to, because the crowd, can you hear them out there? They're screaming. Yeah. They're not just playing table tennis. Let's not go that far. Yes, it is. What are you going to give us? Are you going to give us EPs and albums, or are you going to just give us a painstaking tour that we have to sort of trudge around the country and follow you? What's the plan?
We're going to do a music video for our single.
Okay.
Which we're not sure when that's going to be out yet, but hopefully as soon as possible. And then what we're going to do is do a couple of little shows, really milk this single, and then...
Whilst possibly recording a couple more.
While we're going to be recording some
more. And then hopefully
more.
Release the singles.
While we're recording.
Every couple of months. So by the end of the year, we should have a few more songs for
that
you
last
play.
Song. What was that last song called again? Sorry, I didn't write it down.
The live one.
The one you just played, yeah.
I Know Nothing.
I Know Nothing. You mentioned that you had started writing that 6 years ago.
Yeah,
so
it was a lot different.
Obviously, pre The Man and I.
Yeah, it's incredibly different.
And so how do you write? So did you... have you got other stuff that is three quarters finished that you've been...
Got like books and books and stuff full of just...
Most of my songs are three quarters finished.
Yeah.
and those are the ones you play.
Yeah, those are the ones we gave you to play.
When is a song ever finished? That's the problem.
I think we have different ways of writing, don't we? I think I will have like little sections of stuff, or like I'll have a song and there's something not quite right. So with Bad Publicity, I wrote pretty much that version but not quite as good, because there was no hook, and Ed came up with the Bad Publicity hook and like kind of came up with playing it on guitar better than I
think. Most of the lyrics and melody line were yours.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what we do. So then that's and then you can just bang out songs,
Kenny.
You're pretty good.
I like songwriting.
You're pretty good.
Well,
That's you're very, very good. Kind.
It's
you're
nice to have such quality material as Tara's, you know, raw ideas to work with.
That's good. That's
all my
nice.
Songs, I feel like I'm just like, where, I've got feelings. Listen to me. I'm going to put them in a song. That's how I feel. That's how I feel like writing songs.
Which is why we never ask your opinion when we're, you know, reviewing your work, because you would give it no credit at all. Absolutely none at all.
Oh, yeah, Blue Monday, yeah.
What you like.
Putting the blue back in the Monday.
Yeah.
I mentioned last time with the tracks thing as well, it's always really nice to have somebody to kind of bounce ideas off when you're writing. Yeah. So to have like Tara's ideas that she had a little while ago, and I've got a few old ones as well, to be able to work them with somebody else, it helps to tie it all together.
Yeah.
And also someone else is relying on you, so you've just got to do it, put it out there, play some shows.
Mm.
Who else was on that recording that we played?
Yes. So for that recording, we got a drummer in. So we got Joe Savage.
Yeah.
Big up, Joe. He is actually a member. Well, Ed, on every Tuesday, runs a rock school.
Oh, seriously? Where's that?
I run a rock school in Crawley with a local charity.
Very good.
We started it specifically for Joe, our drummer. But this was years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. Because his dad is a friend of mine, and I teach him guitar as well. Yeah, and Dave used to come along to open mic nights I used to run, and he loved getting up on stage when I was there and playing what I taught him in the lessons and singing to people. And Joe, his son, was a drummer. I think he was only about 12 at the time, and Dave mentioned to me one day that it was a real shame that he didn't have the same opportunity. There's nowhere that really caters for 12-year-olds to go and play to an audience, and also it's difficult if you're a drummer. You've got to have a place which has a full drum kit, and so we decided just to start a little rock school for him. And some of my guitar students came along and played.
Oh, very cool.
We had some singers turn up, a couple of bass players, so we had pretty much a full band from day one.
And Joe's and just kinda, really good.
It's just really growing from there. Yeah, he was only on grade 2 or 3, but then
he's now
17 and he's on grade 7 on his drum.
Yeah.
So we asked him in to Small Pond Studios.
Where's Small Pond?
Small Pond is off Preston Street, so it's on Castle Street, I think. Off Preston Street.
As you might be aware, other studios like Audio Beach are available because they sponsor the show.
We also have Ash Thompson as well on bass.
Guys, what would you like to play? Do you want to play that song, your version of it, as in like the stripped down version of the single?
Why don't
you do that?
Let's do that.
You know, keep it going. Keep that song in our periphery, quite frankly.
See how much reverb and effects we had on our voices now.
Well, no bad thing. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Oh, hang on a minute. Come on. Take it away. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All this is scripted, you know.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You say that you want me, and I can only hide. That is all that I know, and I'm sorry. And you say that you love me, and I can only run. That is all that I know, and I'm sorry. Please don't hold this against me. Please don't hold this against me. I'm not begging, but baby, it's bad publicity. You say that you trust me, but I couldn't bite my tongue, 'cause I love the attention. Guess I'm sorry. You say that you need me, my back's against the wall. It's your fault I'm like this, I'm not sorry.
hold this against me. Please don't hold this against me. I'm not begging, but baby, please. It's bad publicity. Just bad publicity. Despise who I am, and I'll be right there with you, saying sorry. Please don't hold this against me. Please don't hold this against me. I'm not begging, but baby, please. I'm not begging, but baby, please. I'm not begging, but baby, please. It's bad publicity. Just bad publicity. It's bad publicity.
Let's swing those mics around and spray, shall we? That is the, well, stripped-down acoustic version of Bad Publicity. You got the man and I here. That is their brand-new single. Very, very exciting. Apparently, a bit more info flooding in on the man and I, which is something I didn't know about you guys. Apparently, oh, you are also very big in the south of France. Went down a storm, apparently. Did you go down a storm or was there a storm? What happened? Tell me.
Both. No. I got really drunk, so maybe you carry on.
amazingly good quality.
Carafes of wine were amazing, really. Yeah, okay. So are we getting so
that
sort of
the scene.
Right.
No, it was great. It was really, really, really good fun.
Yeah, it was really good. My granddad owns a house in the south of France, which we visited back in May, I think.
It was May. Yeah. He's the self-proclaimed King of Far.
King of Far.
I'm assuming that he might be the person that might have messaged in, maybe, or it's my dad.
Wow.
We played there, did a gig down at the local pub, which is just on the corner. Was really good fun.
The entire population.
I drank a lot of wine.
Yes, it's sounding like you did.
Which was I thought we did a great job.
Did
so.
You? Yes, but you don't remember much, do you?
No.
No, let's be honest. Now, here's the thing. This is a turn up. The lovely Forbes from Audio Beach Studios has just messaged in saying, I would love to record their next single.
Oh,
guys,
wow.
I will pass on details to Forbes. He's a very, very top man to boot. Yes, Audio Beach Studios, of course, available for all and sundry.
They could either message us on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we'll get
Instagram
you guys.
Or Twitter at the man and I.
Nice, nice. It's, yeah.
Another segue there,
that,
guys.
Fact,
another segue, guys.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen indeed. You mentioned doing some awesome things like running open mics and drumming workshops and the like. Where do you ever pitch up to open mics in this town? And if so, what are your faves? Are there a short list?
Slightly biased because I run the Fiddler's Elbow open mic night. At the Fiddler's Elbow.
Funny enough.
Yeah.
Is that on a particular night or month?
It's on Sunday night. I was there last night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m.
Get you. Did no one else turn up to see you or something? Or
sometimes that has happened. 4-hour show. No,
it's normally really busy. Really good.
It's a great venue.
I start off the evening by doing a couple of tracks.
Sometimes I do as when I'm there.
Sometimes Tara does as well when she's there. But then we have 4 hours to fill, so we get quite a lot of people come down.
A lot of regulars that come.
That's so good. And it's great fun. Any that you can name?
Rafa West. Got Goran and Ren and
The guys from the Big Push.
Romain from the Big Push. Who else? Evan Walsh.
Louis
the Blues.
Louis the Blues. I like that.
Evan Walsh.
Who else?
We have.
Don't know. quit. This is a great time just to plug our friends.
Calling like I'm
yeah,
down,
but it's good. Nice. It's all good. So that is the Fiddler's Elbow. Remind folks where to find the Fiddler's Elbow.
It's on Boyce's Street, 11 to 12 Boyce's Street, BN11AN.
And where? What? Which part of town is that?
Town centre, just off Western
West,
Road,
West Street.
West Street.
Yeah. So as you're coming, as you're going down towards the seafront from the train station, it is, I think, the penultimate left-hand offshoot road.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, by you got Boutique on the corner, and then you go down. It's by the opposite the Middle Street.
That's right.
Primary school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Fiddler's Elbow, the old lanes, if you will, a bit of Brighton. So yeah. Nip in from West Street, you know, duck in just before it gets colourful. Find the Fiddler's Elbow, find yourself a sanctuary every Sunday night, 9 p.m. All the way through to 1 a.m. That sounds a lovely way of seeing in the week. Please go, bring your guitar or whatever, and open mics to go. What are the rules? You just pitch up and say, I'd like to play, or
just come and talk to me.
Get your name on the list,
and usually, get between, depending on how busy it is, get between 2 and 3 songs.
Yeah, okay. So you are quite busy.
We cater for most things, but we don't normally have... We have actually have had somebody bring a drum kit down before.
It's good. It's an open mic, so it is open. You can dance, you can do commentary, you can do comedy and commentary.
Yeah, so far we don't actually have any banned words either.
So you've been looking through that glass.
Logical heads are
more than welcome. Do you know what's going to happen is, you see, none of this is going to make sense on the Friday show because, of course, our little elves will have worked busily away at this live show. And when it goes out on Friday, all you're going to hear is people referencing something that never happened. It never, ever happened. Brilliant. And quite frankly, it never happened. We got sponsors, so you know we got to respect these people. When Tara and Ed pitched up, they saw through the glass. They looked beyond the four producers, who were very busy, very busy. I don't know what they're doing, but they're very busy. Nothing for this show, I tell you. And they noticed the list of banned words that are never allowed to be uttered.
I wish I could repeat some of them. I
won't. I don't think you should, because I want to have you back, and I want to come back next week.
I won't.
But you are forgetting that I have to do this every week, you will ban me. Guys, would you like to go out with a crash and a song? Would you like to do that?
Let's do a cover, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, if it's clean, please.
It was Dolly Parton's birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was.
If anyone didn't know that.
What are you going to play in her honour?
We're going to play Jolene.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let me get this mic all over this one.
Are you happy to do that?
Did you
actually mention this to Ed?
I did, yeah. Okay. Well, I mentioned doing Coat of Many Colours, but then we realised we knew this Jolene better, so we're just going to do Jolene.
Fair enough, man. The lovely Tara and Ed are here from The Man and I.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 and please don't take him just because you care. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming lots of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I could easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because this talk with you, cause my happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you care.
Just to keep your Texan friends happy, I know. That's the one to play, surely, when you get over there. Come on.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully I'll do it right. I think I messed that up.
What do you mean you messed it up?
Well, if no one knew, it's fine.
Don't be ridiculous. Message in saying, this is the last one from Dad. By the way, if you want me to this to carry on over the weeks and months, I'm more than happy to relay messages from your dad, obviously, because that's what we're here for. This is community radio at its best. It says, last one from Dad. Don't forget, you're coming to mine for cocktails Thursday. So, you know, I think, you know, and then it says, love to you both. Well, you see, by the way, I've already replied.
Love you, Alan.
Okay.
I've replied on your behalf saying, see you there.
So, okay, good. If that's so you can come if you want. Anyone can come.
What do you mean? I'm seeing you
My
there.
My dad built a bar in the back of his garden, so, you know.
He mentions the word cocktails on Thursday. To be honest, I don't need to know anymore. That's it. I don't care where it is, we'll find you. We will hunt you down. We will find you. I'm looking at the clock. If you've got something else in the canon, it's yours. The mic in.
Well, let's do one with Ed singing.
Okay.
Let's do it. I don't need to sing all the time.
At this late notice? Okay. I think we're brave enough. Let's do it. Ed, what would you like to do, my friend? This is called Creativity in Action. I'm going to fix your mic. Because it's bugging me.
Do you want this mic?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
You do it. Go on,
let's have this mic.
You take the mic.
What, my own?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. I'm going out for a Swifty. What's this one called?
This one's called The Travelling Fair.
Travelling Fair. Beautiful. We've got Ed doing a little solo number from The Man and I.
July of every year, a travelling fair stops by here. Some years back, I did attend a dance they held in the side of ten, and I got paired with a red-haired girl, the prettiest little creature I ever did know. And when she smiled, when I looked into her eyes, I fell in love right there and then. She had my heart at the travelling fair. We danced fast and then we danced slow. I held her in my arms for an hour or so. It was almost dark when we stepped outside, and I stole a kiss by the evening light. She kissed back, the sun went down. We found a place, no one around. And beneath the trees, where the moonlight dabbles through the leaves, I made love to her there. She had my heart at the travelling fair. It was sometime later when we heard the band, and we raced back for a final dance. But in my haste, with the music loud, I lost her somewhere in the crowd. I searched all night, but I searched in vain, and the fair moved on when the morning came. And now every year I still hope I'll find her there, although I've never seen her again. She had my heart at the traveling fair.
To the end. Thank you so very, very much. One word text in from Maria. Beautiful. Thanks, guys. That was so beautiful. Will you stick in touch? And please, when you get yourselves, well, maybe when you get yourselves into the Audio Beach Studios, let us know what you come out with, and we will play you endlessly for 2020. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
No, please. Thank you.
Radio Reverb's coming. Listen to the Pete Jones Show.